Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Two SEPTA workers and a Philadelphia police lieutenant have died of the coronavirus. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Local Transport Workers Union President Willie Brown says one of the SEPTA employees worked at the bus depot in South Philadelphia, while the other was from the Elmwood Trolley Depot in Southwest Philly. The Transit Union says 46 workers have tested positive for the virus, and the agency should be doing more to protect employees. SEPTA says they're focused on sanitizing and social distancing by doing rear boarding and limiting the number of passengers on buses and trolleys. The announcement of their deaths came after city officials, including Managing Director Brian Abernathy, said 59-year-old Police Lieutenant James Walker of the traffic unit had died.
We're currently in the process of understanding the circumstances that led to Lieutenant Walker becoming ill.
Philly PD says Walker, a 33-year veteran of the force, was set to retire at the end of the year. City officials haven't been public with the number of cops who have gotten sick, only saying the department's operations have not been affected. Commissioner Outlaw says they're constantly looking at the policy in place to keep the officers safe. Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio.